What's going on? I'm Rick Feinberg. This is Corey Castle here with me, as well as Matt Flowers.
I'm addicted to painkillers.
And are you seriously? Did you seriously just answer the phone as I started the show? Hang up on that person. Corey Castle talking to the microphone. Right now. Go.
Here's the thing. I was trying to look over and see if you actually were recording. Because
I was.
Last time.
That's why I introduced everyone.
No, you said, we started a whole show. We went for like an hour.
Yeah.
But
it wasn't an hour.
We weren't recording.
But it was okay. We're recording right now.
I have a question.
And we were doing so much funny. We were saying and doing so much funny shit.
Matthew Flowers, yes.
Same shit. All right. What happened to Wayne Brady?
He's the president. Let's make a deal. He hosts that
is
show.
That's still on. That's what I'm asking. Is that still on?
I'm pretty sure it is, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, mine's all right. Low. What's up, dude?
I don't know.
Hello.
All right, that's top five comedians.
Serious?
Serious.
I'm not going first.
Of all time?
Of all time.
I'm not going
first. I know, what?
I'm not going first.
I'll go first. I know Eddie Murphy's up there. I'll say Eddie Murphy is one. Robin Williams, George Carlin, Sam Kinison. I don't know about the fourth because I'm tied. This is Daniel Tosh. There's Mitch Hedberg.
Tosh.
There's
sucks.
I fucking love Tosh.
He's
fuck you
comedian.
And fuck your penis. What,
dude? I'm not hearing Matt on here.
You don't hear Matt? Speak,
hear
sir.
Me? I'm addicted to painkillers.
No, I don't hear you. Hang on a sec.
All right.
Fuck you.
I'm addicted to painkillers.
You said I'm gonna fuck you real quick. Just hold on to your socks, because I'm gonna fuck.
Keep speaking.
Do you guys have any painkillers?
Yeah,
Do you have a painkiller guy?
I totally do.
Go back to your top five.
Okay. I love Daniel Tosh. I love Mitch Hedberg. I love Dane Cook. Louis C.K.
You said George Carlin, Eddie Murphy.
Dude, you switched it up
you're
totally.
You switched it up completely. Your top five is...
No. Hang on a second. Time the fuck out.
You said Ben Stiller, Owen Wilson.
Stop.
That's my thing.
I just say stop all the time.
Stop a lot.
No. Okay, so Eddie Murphy. Dude, all those people are on the list. I'm trying to figure out who's filling the last spot. Eddie Murphy. George Carlin, Robin Williams, Sam Kinison, and I don't know who fills the first spot because there's so many other great ones that are current that are awesome. Fuck him. He should have died in
that
plane crash.
Just to set up the fact that you wanted to do the Bobcat impression again.
All right, sir, you, Corey Castle, go.
I'm going to say... Why can I not hear myself?
Oh, my God.
Dude.
I'm going to... Oh, now I can hear myself. Can you call my painkiller guy?
You're good.
Yeah, I'm fine. I have my hands back.
We all have hands.
Oh, we have our hands back.
Yay!
Hands back. Except for Rick tried to cut my thumb off.
What? What the fuck are you talking about?
We're being interrupted.
BTW, we're on the air.
Steve Guttenberg?
I'm going to say
the fuck Mike Stewart. Of Steve Guttenberg? Go ahead, yes.
My top five?
Top five?
Top five?
I don't know why you said it like
you
that.
Guys, hey, hello.
My top five?
Eh?
What is my top five? I don't know what these things that you were asking.
I'm going to say George Carlin.
Yes.
He's...
You're a naturally quiet person, sir.
High up there. George Carlin. Mitch Hedberg is up there. Oh my God, what the hell is going on?
Whoa, hello. There's a whole lot of sound.
Can I just say something?
No.
All right.
No, say something.
No, go ahead.
Something.
No.
Daniel Tosh is not funny.
I love Daniel Tosh.
Go ahead. Go with your
list. Videos
I like Daniel
Tosh.
Yeah,
the YouTube videos are funny. He's not funny. I can fucking host that show.
Have you seen his stand-up?
It sucks. I hear it sucks.
I love it.
You hear it sucks. You have not watched it yourself. You've never seen it yourself. You say, I liked Daniel Tosh before Tosh.0 ever came out.
Well, yeah.
That was... I liked Daniel Tosh.
True stories. True stories I made up. Yeah.
I would say Bob Saget's funnier than Daniel Tosh.
No, Bob Saget's a hack.
God, dude.
He does some hacky
shtick.
You guys are fucking retarded.
Okay, you're a hack right now for saying that.
Uncle Jesse.
Bob Saget is way funnier than Yotosh. Great.
Hey, Matt, you do a shout-out.
Thank you for that.
I want to shout out to John Stamos.
Uncle Jesse is John
I just got interrupted to say Louis Black.
All right, so I'll go.
Someone just tapped me on the back and said Louis Black.
The guy who stutters is Louis Black.
Apparently the guy that stutters is Louis Black.
When you say the guy who stutters, people think, I can't go over that. All right, so I'm going to go on my list.
Maybe
now.
She's thinking of Bubba Ray Dudley. That was such a hardcore stutter. Like, no one in the world stutters like that.
Have you ever seen real stutterers?
Huh?
Have you ever heard real stutterers?
Yeah. I know some of
them. I
don't know where you're going with that.
Our friend Bomboy, he has a...
Yeah, Matt Bomboy.
He has a stutter, but he does this thing where he like kind of shakes his hand and he snaps. Yeah,
I don't watch him a lot. I just hear him.
They deserve just to travel in a circus.
He's so fun. Because when he's like driving,
his stutter
hands snap on the steering wheel.
He's
like,
yeah, they need shake help. The whole car.
They need
his stutters, though, are like pauses almost, because he's like, so yeah, man, you were going to the diner this evening, and then we're, you know, he'll repeat himself, and
I just donated money to groups to take away the rights.
It does do that.
Take away stutterers.
Right, finish your list. I mean, what did you have? Carrot Top, Bubba Ray Dudley. Who else?
Carrot Top is actually pretty funny.
We saw him in Vegas. Greatest time of my life.
The greatest night ever.
Go ahead.
Beats the time I lost my virginity.
Yeah, Bubba Ray Dudley.
George Carlin. Mike Birbiglia is awesome.
I wouldn't put him on the list of greatest of all time.
So good.
He's good, but he's not the greatest of all time.
I love him. He's awesome.
No, sir.
What's like my
Brad Pitt is hilarious.
My like style of what kind of comedy I like.
Yes.
Is he fits that.
Okay.
Like Mike Birbiglia fits that really well. It all depends on what you really like. It's like on opinions alone. Not you particularly.
Oh.
I'm just saying you in general.
What?
You can't say the greatest of all. Huh? What?
All right, I'm going to start my list.
Matthew James Flower.
And this is next to my... The greatest of all
Are you
time.
Making up middle names for everybody as you're saying?
This is like
everybody,
a,
I don't
mix
give a
of
shit.
Greatest of all time, my personal favorite, and on top of my head.
Matthew Cornelius.
Louis C.K. is the funniest comedian.
Oh, Louis C.K. is awesome.
I love Louis C.K.
I would say number two, I would say Chris Rock is hilarious.
Fucking hate Chris
He's
Rock.
He's funnier than fucking Danielle Dosh.
Danielle.
I don't.
Christina Rock sucks.
I don't hate
I
Chris
did that
Rock.
Joke first, dude. I'm stealing my shit.
I've never laughed at a single one of his jokes. And he plays the same character in
That's
every movie. And I think he should die of AIDS.
I didn't say greatest actor.
I lie in bed
what
and
What if you
pray.
Said he dies of cancer?
More
people
you know
die of cancer than
I think
die.
He should die of Lou Gehrig's disease. I really hope he gets that.
Do people get
Lou Gehrig's disease? Yes, they get it all the time.
Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yes.
That sounds fake.
That is
my
not fake. There's
that
a guy
died.
Named Lou Gehrig, and he
that
got his knees.
Real.
That is totally real.
Yeah, I had an ex-girlfriend. Dad died of Lou Gehrig's disease.
There you go. So now it's real.
All right, well.
Now it's real. How do you feel?
I'll up in your face, motherfucker.
Louis C.K.
Suck a seal. I don't try to rhyme.
Suck a seal now. It's real.
Suck a seal now. It's real. How do you feel?
Dave Chappelle. Dave
as a comedian,
hilarious.
He's not very funny.
Yeah,
but as a comic, as like
oh, I'm sorry, that's why Chris Mitchell wanted to pay him like $8 million.
No, but as
Chappelle
Show,
was
the
hilarious.
Sketches and all that.
Chappelle
Show,
I loved.
I can quote that like all.
His
I can
comedian,
quote that all day. I watched every episode of Chappelle
his
Show.
His comedian style.
No, but
you know what your guys' problems are. You don't know comedy.
Oh,
you're right.
Dude, I will fuck you in the ass right now. Fuck you.
All right, let me go on my.
I
face.
Don't know comedy.
No.
To throw down my penis, yes, sir.
So I had.
Can I help
I
you?
On my list already. Chris Rock. Dave Chappelle.
Okay, my roommate just came over just to drink at me.
You're welcome, Chevy Chase.
Oh my God!
Has he ever done stand-up?
What the fuck?
I'm just talking about
people who are in comedy movies. They're not actual stand-up
people
comedians.
Who are just kind of funny at parties.
Well, Zach Galifianakis.
His stand-up is kind of funny. On my list.
I've never actually seen him.
That's my list: Chevy Chase, Zach Galifianakis, Chris Rock.
Doesn't that go in order? There's no order there. You just say
Louis C.K., Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, Chevy Chase, and then Zach Galifianakis.
No particular order.
You know who I love?
Stephanakis.
You know who I love? Billy Connolly.
Patton Oswalt's pretty funny, too, dude.
Yeah, have you ever seen Billy Patton Oswalt's funny. I think he's funny.
Billy King?
Yes.
Have you ever seen the Sixers GM?
Connolly.
Kind of funny.
Billy Connolly.
My uncle, Scottish guy.
Never heard of him?
I can imagine Connolly.
Billy Connolly. He's the dad from
Boondock Saints.
From Boondock Saints, yes. He does stand up. You ever seen it?
Yes.
I saw the movie.
Why is it the studio audience?
I think Vern Troyer.
Come on, sir. That's
funny.
He's a midget.
What are you touching my cheek for?
No, dude, he's a freak.
Yeah,
he's a freak show.
Did you ever see that show, The Surreal Life?
He was on that.
He was like drunk as shit and he was in the corner.
Vern Troyer?
Yeah. That was funny as shit. But it was
my hand.
It wasn't funny on purpose. It was just funny because, dude.
Did you list Vern Troyer as one of your favorite comics?
No. Chevy Chase, though, yes.
Okay.
And Chevy Chase was funny in The Christmas Vacation, but...
There were several movies that Chevy Chase are hilarious in, but...
Yeah, he's funny in some shit.
It's not...
Not everything.
It's not... Dude, no. Funny Farm, hilarious.
Funny Farm, I love that movie when I was...
That is an awesome movie. Fletch is an awesome movie. Fletch Lives. That's an awesome movie.
Underrated comedy, Caddyshack 2.
When we did the thing.
Yeah, fuck you guys, dude. Chevy Chase is hilarious.
But has he ever done stand up? You said, what is your favorite comic of all time? Saturday Night Live is not a fucking stand up.
You just said Saturday Night Live.
I know, I'm hammered. Isn't that the point of what we're doing?
Saturday Night Live.
Cheers, bitch. Drink up for my Chevy Chase cock. Fuck you.
My chubby dick. You have that shit. Chubby.
What?
My comedians are funnier than your comedians.
I just said my Chevy Chase cock, and you just made me sound like I have a fat dick. Thank you.
Did we have three different...
You had to work in fat into that, didn't you?
I have a chubby dick. We're talking about thickness.
What the fuck is happening? We're talking about comics.
Do we have three different lists? Like completely?
Wrists?
Three different lists.
I have two wrists.
You have three different wrists. Three different lists of comedians.
Yeah, definitely. We might have some intercross gender things. Some transgender things. Things that are changed.
Can we agree on the fact that we don't like female comedians?
Yeah.
And no one. Not a single one of us has listed a female comedian.
Can we agree on the fact that all female comedians talk
about
the same shit?
Lisa Lampanelli?
Oh, I hate
every,
her.
Hang on a second.
I hate
every,
her stupid
Comedy Central roast, she's hilarious. Her actual stand-up is fucking terrible.
Yeah, why is that?
I don't know. Probably because she writes her own stand-up. And Comedy Central writes her own roast jokes. It's terrible.
I don't like... The only one joke I've ever liked of hers was the fact that she's a fat white girl.
That loves black cock.
And she loves...
Yes.
I'm a fat white girl.
That's the only thing that she's ever said that's funny.
That's her gimmick. That's her gimmick.
That's my thing.
That's what she does.
That's what I do. That's my thing.
But she's like... Oh, I had more black dick in me than a urinal at Apollo.
Yeah, I love that joke.
I like that she's ever done.
Oh my God!
What's your comedy shtick? Every comedian has their own shtick. What's yours?
My comedy shtick.
Mine is like I'm funny.
Is that?
I interrupt people when I'm funny.
And I interrupt people and I'm funnier than you is my gimmick.
What's your
shtick? You know what? I wanted to play a game. Are we done with the comedy thing? Or
no.
I want to know what kind of shtick
you have. If you have a shtick.
You've seen me do stand-up.
Yeah, but I don't know how to categorize which... Like, you don't...
You've seen my shtick before.
I don't...
Like, my new gimmick is that I'm addicted to painkillers.
I don't have one. I don't know. It's just that I do what I do. It's same as what I do in wrestling. It's that I'm doing what I do. My material is what it is, and... You're gonna fucking like it because it's awesome. And And now you're giving me a fist bump. All right.
Pound that shit.
Your hands are very cold.
They would take the 40s for an hour.
Fans are like, I don't have circulation.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. And four
is
beers.
That a cherry Coke?
This is a Miller High Life.
It's a Miller High Life can. It
no,
just,
no, it's
it's
not.
It's red, white, and blue.
Brown. It looks like dirty water faucet water.
It's red.
This is a
is that an Olympic thing, or is that just how
no,
the cans
it,
look?
The cans look don't
that
do
pretty
that
sweet.
What is that symbol? Right here.
Right here. That's the lady on the moon.
Okay. I only have one contact lens in, by the way.
Which contact do you have in? Let me hold it up to your
I only have one contact in.
Because...
Is it the whole pink eye thing?
Yeah. Dude, I've had pink eye for a month. This eye sucks.
Thanks for
it's not pink eye. Yeah. Chill out. Everybody... Dude, if it was pink eye, I've used pink eye medication. It's fine.
That's...
Wow. An entire room just moved to the other side of the room.
That's the lady.
Yeah, I know the lady. You're still trying to show me the lady on the can after I just...
That's the lady.
All right. I don't have actual pink eye. I have an eye infection. It's not pink eye.
You have medicine for it.
Yes.
Why'd you call it pink eye?
I called it... Hi, intern Nikki.
Hi.
I called it pink eye because my eye is pink.
I've had pink eye before, and it sucks.
Oh, yeah, dude. I work...
In both
because
eyes.
Of where I work,
I've had pink eye in both eyes.
Because of where I work, I get pink eye a lot just because there's a lot of dirt flying around
eyes.
And stuff. Well, I touch my eyes. That happens.
Stop.
Tell me to stop touching my balls. Not going to happen.
Can you get the medicine?
He touches his eyes,
yes.
His balls, and
yes.
His
I think this all eye, I'm like...
At the same
I
time.
Almost had an
there's
effect.
So many people talking at once. Everybody chill out.
There's too many people here.
Chill out.
I don't like, I don't like having an audience.
It's just that they're, I like
everybody
having an audience.
Fuck out. I'm leaving.
It's your show.
Take a walk. This is my show.
I almost had an eye infection.
Do the bobcat and do that.
That's good. That's better. That's closer. You know who's a great comedian? Bobcat Goldthwait, great comedian.
There's a documentary called I Am Comic. Have you ever seen that?
No.
It's really good.
Dude, he's a billionaire.
I need to get Netflix.
He invented...
I don't know if it's on Netflix anymore.
Heathcliff the cat.
Did he?
Yeah.
Bobcat? No. Stop lying.
He's just making shit
I believe
up.
Whatever you say, sir. I'm the fucking 240 and a
brother we're not going. Heathcliff or Garfield?
He what? Invented one of the other.
One of the orange cats he invented.
No,
he would win in a fight.
Oh, I thought
Heathcliff or Garfield? Fucking Heathcliff, because Garfield just sits on his ass, he's all fat,
and
he just fucking eats lasagna and does nothing.
Yeah, he's fucking lazy.
He hates Mondays.
Intern Nikki is so hardcore wants to be a part of our show.
No.
Go ahead, here, just take the mic.
No.
Take it, go ahead. Oh, now she's embarrassed.
She doesn't want it.
Oh, Tom. Okay, well,
you're
still not talking to her in a quarter.
You're walking out the door.
No.
We're
say
gonna
stuff.
Podcast rape her.
Say stuff you don't want to say. No. 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 No means no, everyone.
But
so not rape if they blew.
Yeah, why did I?
Yes.
I don't know why I bothered to watch Garfield. He never did anything on the show. He just
the Garfield with Friends cartoon.
Yeah. Another thing. We're going into audiences that we can have. We'd say midgets, blacks, Jews, rape victims,
and people who watch Garfield and Friends.
People who watch Garfield. I get the Garfield song stuck in my head all the time. The come on,
Garfield
it's time
friends.
To party with Garfield and Friends. Thank you. Do that one more time.
Alright, well, wake
you
the fuck up.
For a party.
You know what wakes you up? A fucking Red Bull and vodka. Ooh. It fills you up, never lets you down.
Is that a song?
I don't know.
Is that from a commercial or something?
Okay, fills you up, never lets you down. It's the lifeblood that fuels the dreams of champions.
Wrangler, real comfortable jeans.
I'm Brett Favre, look at my dick.
Real comfortable jeans. He's a high school football coach now.
Old Navy performance fleece.
At Penn State.
There's so many jokes happening on
my second mile. He's part of the second mile crew now.
Speaking of Sandusky,
we were talking about. That's never a good way to start a sentence. It's like the worst thing you could say. You never hear like a book club.
It's a good preface.
You're like, hey, you know what? Speaking of Sandusky.
Yeah, Sandusky.
And then
really
it goes into like a whole
guy.
Big thing. Huh? Sandusky
really
wasn't a bad guy.
First play with finger quotes.
That's what he started with. That's like, hey, you want to play some horse with fingers and quotes? No, that joke failed. Well, go ahead.
Horse
playing finger quotes.
It was good on paper, but in verbal words, not so much. But we were talking. Stop yawning so much.
I'm done, dude.
I'm going to stick my finger in your mouth.
You didn't even finish that. You didn't even finish that.
Finish your 140.
That's urine. In there. You didn't see me pissing in that?
You're a dick smeller. Drink your drink.
No.
Finish your warm 40.
That's my gimmick. I buy beer.
I buy 40s
it.
And I only finish an eighth of it.
That's my new gimmick. And I'm addicted to painkillers.
So, Sandusky.
Gonna have to face it, you're addicted to kids' butts.
Your
butthole's small.
Dude, I'll have a song banged out by tomorrow.
I'm an ass man.
Please write a Sandusky song.
Alright, go.
This is the worst.
Speaking of Sandusky.
Oh, remember how we were calling that dude Damian Sandow? We were calling him Damian Sandusky.
Sandusky.
At the pay-per-view, your guys' place. I was looking him up, and I saw that he was like an indie worker, and he's been around for a really long time.
Is this somebody on the pay-per-view? Or somebody
the guy in the rug with the beard. He's a Rick Martin.
He got
beat up by DX on the 1,000 episode of Raw.
Okay.
He was like an indie worker.
You said robe. He had me in robe.
He comes out of the robe anymore. They just get out of the shower with Sandusky.
No, but that dude is like respected indie worker. He's been around for a while. His name is like Aaron Stevens.
Never
what
heard
was his
of
indie
him.
Name?
Aaron Stevens.
Jerry Sandusky.
But he's
I need another drink. We need a bartender.
Bartender.
I thought you were supposed to have a bartender.
We were supposed to have a bartender. Her name was Sarah Brady, and she fucking bailed on us. Because she had to work at a bar.
She's never reliable.
Could you make me a Red Bull and vodka, dear?
The only thing only thing she's reliable for is being a salad.
That's really nice.
Sandusky.
Sandusky.
Sandusky. Salad.
Salad.
Oh, man.
Stop flicking my beer can, yo.
I wonder if I have something to do with the Olympics because it's red, white, and blue.
Would you transfer from Penn State?
No, it's always been
there.
Huh?
Would you transfer from Penn State?
No, isn't Sandusky dead?
I think they killed him.
No, he's dead.
He's the dead one.
No, that's the
fucking
Polanco.
Tatanka?
No, that fucking big glasses. What's his name? Paterno. Joe Paterno.
He's dead.
He's the dead one.
Okay.
Apparently he's in jail.
Sandusky doesn't work there anymore.
He's in jail.
Yeah, that's why he doesn't work there anymore.
Yeah, you know what? I don't work places anymore after I'm in jail.
I'm in jail.
Yeah.
That's why it's safe to go there now. All the rapists are in jail or dead.
We are rapists.
The rapists are dead or in jail.
Alright, so let's just reenact. Alright, just improv with me.
The Sandusky thing?
Yeah, let's see how good Sandusky.
I don't want to bang a boy in the shower.
Let's see how good your improv is.
From the past weekend, we went to do improv on the stage at the
wedding. Are we gonna talk about that?
No.
Can we do the fucking Sandusky improv?
No.
I don't wanna bang a boy.
I'm banging men.
Hey, bend over.
Not banging any boys.
Pick up that soap.
Stop it. Stop
you're really
it right
good
now.
Looking for
I'm
going to
end
eight-year-old.
This. Dude, I swear to God.
Dude, you guys want to do improv? Let's
no.
Do improv.
I don't want to improv banging a child.
Hey, you know what would be cool? Touch my wiener.
If somebody Googles child
eyes and count
and they find our website.
Yeah, dude, that's what's gonna happen. Someone's gonna give you, hey, I want to look up child porn, and then we're gonna say, hey, Matthew Flowers.
No, it doesn't work.
You're gonna get arrested.
I'm pretty sure it does.
Nothing about
invasion of your
tushy hole.
You guys know nothing about fucking anything. Hey,
I know nothing.
Hey, you make nothing about references nothing. Of tushy
yeah,
holes.
Yeah, that was a real tough practice. Let's go to the showers, guys. Lock the door.
That's
it. Hey, stop referencing other shows.
No.
I'm talking
I'm
about...
Who's going to talk about...
We're talking about Cole Smith.
Your show. This is... No, this is your show. We're talking about that.
It's our show. I love you guys.
How much time is left on this episode?
I wish... Well, I don't know. I wish we could get all cut out right now. 5 minutes.
I'm done after this, dude. I need to go.
Come on, man. We got half an hour left.
Let's fucking save it.
But save it for what? We're all fucking hammered. Let's do it. Let's do it. We can do it. Half an hour. We can do it half an hour. Have a Red Bull.
I'm glad I have my hands.
That stuff does not work, dude.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Listen, you motherfuckers, I'm dropping some science right now.
I've been up since Wednesday night at 8 o'clock.
Dude, it's
I've
in your mind. There's more caffeine in a fucking Coca-Cola than Red Bull. So suck it.
I have a diet.
Why don't you just drink Coke
as well?
Coking vodkas.
I could do that as well.
Seriously,
I prefer
look it
Red Bull. I don't care, dude. Then have a Coke.
Do you have any?
Yes, I have diet.
Yeah, really?
Diet. If you'd like some diet,
nah, dude, I'm bloated as it is.
What the
you're
fuck?
You're always bloated.
Oh, hello. Frank Flowers is in here all of a sudden. Hi, how's it going?
How's it going, guys? Hey, Eddie. What's up?
Hey, Eddie. Have fun down the show.
Eddie, why aren't you here?
Hey, intern Nikki. And Eddie, why aren't you here? Penis face.
So anyway, check out our Facebook.
Check out our Facebook. Check out Eddie's penis face.
JerrySandusky.com.
Check out the fact that Eddie looks like Pizzo, even though no one knows what Eddie looks like. No one knows what Pizzo looks like. They both look like fucking Bill Clinton, and no one would fucking know.
Facebook.com, podcast.com.
We have 3 minutes left. I can talk about all kinds of fucking shit where Pizzo doesn't know what he looks like, and Eddie Monster doesn't know what Pizzo looks like.
What are we going to use for our theme song at the end now?
What was used
at the one before?
It sucked.
Was it the Die Hard?
No, not the Die Hard. What was the one after that? I didn't listen to the
Oh, it was Everyone Has AIDS.
Really? Use
yeah.
That?
No, we don't want that.
That's
awesome.
You guys
got to use Night of the Demons.
Night of the Demons, the end song, it's awesome. You gotta listen.
Well, I don't know what Night of the Demons is.
You never seen Night of the Demons?
No.
Dude, fucking rent that shit, man. That's a good ass movie. It's got demons in it, and they're in a house.
And nights?
And it's at night and Halloween. And some guy eats an apple and a razor comes out of his neck.
Current movie?
No, it's from the 80s.
I cannot.
So you know it's good.
I have Redbox. That is my rental capabilities.
I need some painkillers, man.
I don't know what Night of the Demons is.
What?
Talk about that.
Oh,
talk about
it's a basic 80s rock.
Huh?
You know,
you got a minute and a half, so
you got kids in a haunted house, and there's demons, and there's
demons.
You know, nudity and cursing.
I like nudity and cursing.
Nose bit off in it.
I like nose biting. Okay, we're just going to end things here because Matt Flower said so.
Matt's yawning and
tired, dude. I was just... banging
what?
Little boys.
What? He said he was banging little boys.
What is your favorite
80s horror movie,
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Actually, Sorority House.
Boom, boom, boom.
Not Sorority House. Slumber Party Massacre is actually really good.
Fuck that.
And you already said
Nightmare.
That master horror thing?
On Elm Street.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Actually, if we're talking about 80s, it's Nightmare on Elm Street Part 3.
Yeah, that's the best one.
Yeah. Dream Warriors.
Frank.
Frank,
what's your favorite 80s
horror? Cemetery.
That could be our end.
I really like the thing.
That's awesome.
I'm going to kiss you.
Never saw it. What?
I'm going to kiss you.
Kiss my
dude, Night of the Demons. I'm telling you, you guys fucking
okay,
put that
okay, okay, okay. We gotta end this episode and go on to the next episode.
Alright.
Because this is the end of episode 3.
We'll start the next episode with what my favorite
with,
is.
You, yes, we will. We all will. Right. In the
check
face.
Out our Facebook page.
Facebook.com/podtrash
Comedy.
And I missed the list.
Keysmovies.com.
And Keysmovies.com. And RedTube. And BangBus.
Twitter.com/Google.
Hamster X.
What is it?
He said Hamster X.
Oh, X Hamster. It's not X
Hamster.
Yeah, yeah. Dude.
Get it right. Get your porn right. You can't see me.
Rick's doing right now.
I couldn't voice that you can't see me. Oh my God, there's so many inside references. Okay, for Rick Feinberg, Corey Castle, Master Flowers, apparently Frank Flowers and intern Nikki, we are Pod Trash. Like we are Penn State. Nobody left. Okay, see ya. I don't know.